It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, we wrapped up a chaotic girls game, and now we come in here with one of the biggest games going on around in the TVL. I'm just going to actually straight out flat and say it. It's the biggest game going on tonight in the TVL. It's number 4 ranked team in Class 1 Division 2, the Hanover Wildcats, taking on the Class 1 Division 2 Axel Eagles, who are ranked number 2 in the classification and division. These two teams have already played each other once this season. It was in the TVL championship game. The pressure could be never the higher. And the Axel Eagles, they come up with it, as now they have won 3 straight on the boys' side. TVL championships, they were able to beat Hanover. And they've beaten Hanover now back-to-back TVL championships. This time they won 70-61. A big-time victory for them. Again, a quick preview. We'll take a 2-minute break here. But again, these Axel boys on this season, 13-1, 10-game winning streak. They're outscoring their opponents nearly 900 points to 554. They have not lost at home. They have not lost away. They've only lost to neutral sided locations, as they lost to Auburn way earlier on the season. If you're wondering who beat this Axel team, well, it's Auburn. They're a school that's a bit higher classification. It's kind of hard to scale it because they're a Nebraska school, but again, a school that's way higher in classification. But that's the only loss Axel has faced this year. They have not lost anyone in their class or just in the class right above. For the Hanover Wildcats, they're 10-4 on the season, and they are 6-0 in the league. So both of these teams so far undefeated in TVL play and undefeated, for the Eagles, they're undefeated when they're playing teams in their conference or their classification, not for Hanover. So when we talk about the girls, though, one big thing was the sub-state seedings. And that was that Hanover was leading it. And now if he turns over to the boys thing, right now it's Axel who's second behind Logan Palco Trojans at 13-1 and Hanover's fourth at 10-4. So this is a big-time game, not only for the TDL, but for the sub-state seedings. So we'll be back in just 2 minutes here on 19.1 KMZA for the starting lineups. Again, the Hanover Wildcats against the Axel Eagles here on KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
And now here we get going with your starting lineups. The Hanover Wildcats against the Axel Eagles. For the Hanover Wildcats, number 4, Braylon Mine. Number 3, Cooper Bruna. Number 2, Cameron Juman. Number 5, Garrett Martin. Number 10, Kadra Coerce. And for the Axe Eagles, head coached by Jason Tynan, number 35, Eli Broxman, number 25, Brandon Schmusley, number 23, Colin Shaughness, or excuse me, he's not starting here, number 12, Wyatt Detweiler, number 2, Landon Schmitz, and number 34, Logan Stadman. I just mentioned the name Shaughnessy. He's not a player that starts, but I've talked to James Shaughnessy, which is his cousin, who is the assistant head coach. He's not a player that starts, but he's a player that understands his role on the team, that he can quickly come off the bench in just the first couple minutes of a game and immediately start having effect. He is one of the top scorers on this team, has 4 Eagles players on this team, average 11 points or more, Shaughnessy being one, Schmusley, Brushman, Sandman being the others. With all that being said, here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Trent Provitt and Kirk coming back in the studio. We got 4 quarters and 32 guaranteed minutes of basketball action here with the Hanover Wildcats, the 4th-ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, taking on the Axel Eagles, number 2-ranked team in Class 1A Division 2. Again, the Eagles head coach by Jason Tynan. Their starters today, Brockman, Schmusley, Detweiler, Schmitz, and Sandman. And as for the Wildcats, head coach by Corey Jensen in his 5th season, with the starters from Braylon Mine, Cooper Bruna, Cameron Judeman, Garrett Martin, and Kedrick Oerst. And now we get set for the tip-off. For the Wildcats, it'll be the 6'4" senior, Garrett Martin. And for the Eagles, it will be the all-star sophomore, Logan Sandman. And it will get batted from Garrett, but it will go to the Eagles. So the tip-off, won by the Eagles here. Axel's number 35, Eli Broxman, the 6-foot senior, averages 12 points per game and 4.6 rebounds a game with the possession for the Eagles. Now the Schmitz. Now back to Broxman. Broxman going down to the corner to Sandman. Broxman keeps it, seals off the defender, not allowing the steal there. Now to Schmusley for the first time. Now in the deep corner to Detweiler. Detweiler back to Schmitz, back to Detweiler, inside. Back to Broxman. Broxman open for the 3-point shot in and off of the rim. Looks like they're going to get this here on a turnover against the Axel Eagles. Ball bouncing off the top of the backboard. Hanover will take over the first time tonight. Mine to Cooper Bruna, the freshman who's just been such a dominant player this season. If he's not scoring, he's taking the ball down the court and setting up good opportunities for his team. Inside drive and missed by Kedrick Coherz and taken away by Broxman on the box out. Inside, Schmidt misses the layup and then picked up by Cameron Judeman. The senior averages nearly 5 rebounds a game for the Wildcats. They take over the possession. Bradley Mine, no hesitation on the 3-pointer, and it drains it. 3-0 lead here to start the game for the Wildcats. 6:41 to go in the first. Detweiler driving on the right side. Detweiler might not have the scoring stats, but he's got the assist. He leads this team in assists on the season with over 50. 3-point shot missed from Axel, rebounded by Mine as he takes it down the court. Just had the 3-pointer from the left wing, from the right wing. And here he's up there standing there right now before he drives left and passes out to Coherz. Now to Martin. Back screened away. Another 3-point here on the way from Martin. It gets missed. And I was nearly there for the rebound, but Schmidt took it away from me. That's a Schmidt saving the broadcasting booth here. 3-0 start here still for the Wildcats. Taking back over here on the possession is the Eagles. Both teams here with an equal amount of turnovers. Was one. In the game for the first time here, Colin Shaughnessy. I mentioned that he does not start, but man, he will come in within the first minute or two to click, and he already has shown up here early on. Broxman, Schmidt, Shaughnessy, baseline drive, looking for that assist to Schmusley on the interior, and they're going to get a foul call against the Wildcats on a hold. First foul of the game against Cooper Bruna, the freshman. Last time I covered Wildcats, he was actually the only one to foul in the game for Hanover. 3-point shot by Shaughnessy, up and out, but taken away here underneath by Sandman. He could not go back up with it. And the ball will go out of bounds, and it will go back to the Wildcats. It will be the second turnover of the game by the Eagles. So they have the second chance opportunity from Sandman, but Sandman just couldn't float it back into the basket. Full court, man-to-man pressure applied here by the Eagles, and they nearly turn the ball over, but before Coers gets a hold of it, down low he goes to Garrett Martin, and Martin is fouled by the sophomore, Logan Sandman. Garrett Martin now up to the free throw line to shoot 2 here on the season. He is 10 of 18, shooting 56%. Gary Martin is a second-team All-League returner. Last season, he averaged 11 points per game and 8 rebounds a game. This season, he has done near the same, as he has 11.7 points per game and 7.7 rebounds a game. He's also got 15 blocks this season. His first free throw shot followed through. See if his second one can repeat. And it does. Hanover now up 5-0 against the Eagles. Again, the Eagles just beating the Hanover Wildcats just a couple weeks ago in the TBL Championship, 70-61. Hanover has won six straight. Excuse me, Axel has won six straight against Hanover. Inside pass and a turnover. Mine gets it. Third turnover of the first here for the Eagles. Bruna up top. Mine, another three-pointer. Drained! The first team All-League return to the TVO, and Braylon Mine sinks the three. And now head coach of the Eagles, Jason Tynan, will have to call a timeout early here as the Eagles are down 8-0 in the first 3 minutes of play in the first quarter. It's 30. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMGA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the cap's off the bubble here for the Wildcats and Braylon Mine. He is 2-for-3 from around the perimeter. He's hit 2 3-point shots here for 6 total points. Garrett Martin, he's also added in 2 from the free throw line. So no interior field goals there for the Wildcats. And it's right now, Axel's trying to look for their first bucket as they're down 8-0. A foul underneath here by the Wildcats as Shaughnessy gets his first rebound of the game. Foul is called against Braylon Mine, so he picks up his first in the just 6'2" junior. Over the top throw, near the half court to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy to the near right. To Schmezley, back to Schmezley. Schmezley nearly loses the ball, and it will stay for Axel as Kendrick Coers plays a little bit of soccer and kicks the ball in bounds. Right now, Eagles are still being kept out by the goalies underneath. By the Wildcats. Left side swing. Detweiler fakes inside. Shaughnessy takes it away. Detweiler bounce passing back in. Schmezley out, and that's going to be a turnover. The Eagles have 4 turnovers so far in this first quarter. No points and 3 rebounds. That's all they have on the stat sheet. It is 8-0. The Wildcats still have the lead here with 4:30 to go in this first. Down the court, driving, Coers, finesse, and he goes right through. And now it's a 10-0 lead for the Wildcats. How can the Axel Eagles get out of this? It's a 3-2 zone. A 2-3 zone that's being applied here by Hanover. Rebound underneath by Schmezley. Sets up a second chance opportunity. Back out to Detweiler. Shaughnessy now missing 2 3-pointers here in this first quarter. Look, and Sandman gets it, tries to go inside. That's another steal here, this one by Garrett Martin. 5 turnovers now by the Eagles. Possibly a 1 to get it back. It's taken over here by Brockschman. He gets his first steal of the game. Schmezley, Shaughnessy, Detweiler. The 3-point shot to try to take off the steal off the rim. He misses, and Schmezley gets the board and will also be fouled underneath the paint. 5 minutes and 18 seconds of the first quarter, and the scorekeeper is still kind of bored here. As the Eagles have yet to put up any points. Still 10-0, Wildcats lead. But when the Eagles get going, they can really get going. So we'll see how they can hit the flint and steel here with 3:36 to go in this first quarter. Schmezley, Shaughnessy, back to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy inside. Schmezley now kick out. Detweiler the 3, nothing but net. Jimmy, that's Eli Brockschman who hit that one. It's his over 30th three-pointer of the year. Trying to respond for 3 is the freshman Cooper Bruda, and he hits it. There has been no steal on the rim there for the Wildcats. They are 3 of 4 as a team from around the perimeter. They are up by 10 again, 13-3. Brockson will try another three-pointer. It's off the back of the rim, and a foul will follow as Sandman was looking to try to pick up the rebound. and he fouls on the attempt. And Sandman now has two fouls here in this first quarter. Thirteen to 3, 3:01 to go in this first quarter. Wildcats with the big time lead, trying to upset the number two team in Class 1 Division 2. Wildcats, they are currently the number four ranked team in the same classification division. Cohurst working out to try to steal the defender. A near steal by Shaughnessy. Couldn't get it to go through. Mine will get called on a travel down Broadway. That'll be Hanover's just third turnover of the quarter. Again, it's a 2-3 zone being ran by the Hanover Wildcats. That has been what has really been a tough break for the Eagles this season. They've been trying to break that 2-3 zone. Left side, Shaughnessy, the three. That one's an arc hit. Shaughnessy hits his first three of the game. The Eagles now went down by 7, 13-6. They've only had threes for points. We have seen already 5 threes here. In this game, 3 from Hanover and 2 from the Eagles. Not sure if anything will beat what Tuesday was with Centralia. We had Centralia cover on Tuesday, and Centralia, they had 14 threes as a team. That broke a school record. They had 8 different players hit threes. What an incredible day that was. It might be the day here for the Eagles. We'll see. Or for someone, because right now it's only been a 3-point contest. Eagles, they get the turnover from Hanover. Hanover holding the ball too long. And now thinking over will be Brandon Schmelzley. And now the Detweiler. Detweiler throwing out the shot. See, he just hit the 3-point shot. He's 5 foot off the arc right now. He throws it inside, and that's going to be a kind of a rough turnover there as he was trying to angle to Schmelzley, but then it was stolen away by Braylon Mine for his second steal of the game. The Eagles now with 6 turnovers and 6 points. Brian looks left, fires that way. In the game for the first time, Tanner Bruno, who averaged 11.2 points in the game here for Hanover. Hanover, they have 3 players who average 11 points or more on the game. Inside, Garrett Martin, great assist from Tanner Bruna. It's back to a 9-point game, 15-6. Detweiler, to Schmelzley, nearly turning the ball over, but keeps it from going out of bounds. Collecting up at the top, Brockschman, baseline drive up to the top, back to Brockschman. Brockschman inside, he's going to get the assist to Schmelzley. Well, usually you're used to hearing the passes go to Schmelzley to Brockschman during football, but here you got Brockschman thrown to Schmelzley in basketball for the great time assist. Mine and Kadra Cohurst collide in with each other, and they almost lose the ball. And as they nearly do so, it's Mine who recollects it, and a timeout quickly taken by head coach Corey Jensen. We'll be back here in 30 seconds. There's 40.9 left to go in the first quarter. 15-8, the lead here by Hanover.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news, it's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about your heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
40.9 seconds left to go in this first quarter. It's 15-8. The Eagles, they trail by 7. The Eagles, they have 2 3-pointers up on the board, as well as just an inside bucket. And for Wildcats, they have 3 3-pointers so far on the board and 3 inside buckets. Outside, another 3-pointer here. Trying to get at it, and it does. Kadra Cohurst. Killing it from outside the perimeter. Hanover has now hit 4 threes in this first quarter to go up by 10, 18-8. Shaughnessy with the possession. Now to Detweiler in the corner to Schmidt. Schmidt's holding with 10 on the clock. Ball gets batted away and it's steal by Cooper Bruna, his first in the game. Axel's 7th turnover of the quarter. Braylon Mine will take a 3-pointer. 8 foot off the arc. 8 foot off the arc and Braylon Mine hits it. Mine says it's all mine in the first quarter. He goes 3 of 4 from around the perimeter, shooting lights out. Hanover hits 5 threes in the first. They're up 21-8. Incredible We're back in 60 here at 92.1 KMZA Hanover 21, Axle 8.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Brilliant Line has the ball, and he had an absolutely incredible first quarter with three threes. He went 3 of 4 from around side the perimeter, and here he starts this quarter with a turnover. He gets called on the foul. See the first foul here against Hanover to start this quarter. It's actually against Tanner Bruna who collects the foul. So Axel, who's down by 13, 21-8, will turn the ball over here on their first possession. Especially looked inside to Schmidt. Went out of the baseline. And Axel now has 8 turnovers and 8 points. Again, that first quarter, both teams combined for 7 threes altogether, but Hanover, they hit 5. 15 of their 21 points is from the 3-point line. Mine, well, he represents 9 of those. He's driving down the court right now on the near side wing, spinning around Schmidt. Now at the elbow is his right hand to hook it out back to the far wing. It's back to Mine. Mine, his last 3-point shot was 8 foot off the left side of the arc. It was just absolutely incredible to see. Here inside drive by Tanner Bruna. He goes over Shaughnessy. He goes in for 2. Bruna, his first 2 points of the game. Largest lead of the night for Hanover. They are up by 15, 23-8 with 7:13 left to go in this second quarter. Neely turning the ball over. Rockerman. Now there's Shaughnessy. Drive step inside. Kick out. Rockerman 3. He's hit 1 on the game. Now he's hit 2. 23-11. 9 of the Eagles' 11 points have been from 3s. Well, if there's any saying that's going to live true in this game so far, live by the 3 and die by the 3. We'll see how that far that lasts for both sides. Ball getting knocked out of bounds. They're going to get it a foul against Landon Schmidt. This is first of the game. First team foul of the quarter. Both teams have 1 foul in this quarter with 6:44 left to go in the second. 23-11, 12-point lead here for the Wildcats. They hold the ball with Covers on the far side corner. Up top, Tanner Bruna, can he add a 3? Off the back of the rim, and the ball is corralled by Schmusley on the box out. Shaughnessy, he attempts a 3. In and out of the rim it goes. And Bruna collects it. Coers to Mine. Mine trying to go up with it. Gets a screen, and that's going to be an illegal screen. Turnover, Hanover. That's their 6th turnover of their game. Second foul of the quarter. Second foul of the game against Tanner Bruna. They're only down by 12 here, 23-11. Axel will take over with the trailing score. 6:17 to go in the first half. Rockerman. Right hand driving, still in a 2-3 zone, it's Hanover. Again, it's been forcing the interior to be absolutely extinct here so far. Shaughnessy, a good move inside, and he drains it. He takes the left step in the wing. He only gets it for 2, but man, what a great step there. And Mine, who spins like a laundry machine, double cycling, gets fouled, and we'll go up and shoot 2 at the line. Braylon Mine, again, who has yet to have any points outside of the 3-point shots, as he is 3 of 4 from outside the perimeter. He's now being challenged at the charity stripe. 10-point lead, and now it's an 11. Braylon Mine, with now 10 points already in this game, And we still got 5 minutes, 53 seconds left to go in this second quarter. This young man might just be set up for one of his best games here in his career. Brandon Mind goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. He's now got 11 points on the game. It's back to a 12-point lead here for the Wildcats as the Eagles take over on the possession. Shaughnessy, skipping left, far side of the court. Detweiler into Schmezley. Schmezley at the elbow, kicks to the corner. Inside drive, Shaughnessy, and it looks like he was trying to backdoor it to Schmitz, but Schmitz wasn't open at the elbow, and it was turned over as Kick Gaver gets his first steal of the game. There is now 9 turnovers against the Eagles. Inside! For the first points of the game, Karen Judeman assists by Kendrick Coers. 14-point lead now for the Wildcats, up 27-13, 5:15 to go in the second. Detweiler, over the top, inside, Shaughnessy, Schmezley, Brockschemann on the baseline, kick out, back to Shaughnessy, Schmezley, he could have took a three-pointer, but he elected to not, but Brockschemann will not shy away from it, but he misses. Ball will be kept with Axel. They're going to get the last one to touch it here against the Wildcats. Substitutions here. Oh, we're going to get a full timeout. Timeout taken by the Axel Eagles. It's a full 60. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA. 44 minutes, 55 seconds left to go to the first half. Eagles down by 14, 27-13.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout taken by the Eagles, Jason Tynan, and the head coach. It's his 10th season here. He takes the timeout. His team trails by 14. That's the Eagles, who have the trailing score, down 27-13. Shaughnessy was open for three. He doesn't take it, though, and he gets rid of the ball. Instead, they'll try to go for the interior set up to Logan Sandman, but though Sandman makes the bucket, he won't get the and one. They'll have the foul before the bucket. That foul's against Braylon Mine. Well, he's had 2 fouls here already on the game, and if you're Axel, you want to see if you can maybe get about a third one in the second quarter. That would be huge for Axel if they can manage that. Detweiler to Brockschemann. Back to Detweiler here in the corner. This is Shaughnessy. Detweiler driving at the top, and they're going to get another foul here called against the Wildcats. Well, if you're the Eagles, best thing you can do here when attacking a 2-3 zone is just to force as many fouls as you can. This foul is the first of the game against Garrett Martin. Detweiler underneath, over the top. He throws it to Shaughnessy. Schmezley driving in, kicks back out Shaughnessy. To Schmezley, now to the far side, Detweiler on the corner, driving up to the wing, now to the top of the perimeter, inside pass, maybe looking back to it for the give and go, fade away from the short corner, Eli Brockschemann with the finesse. 12-point game, 37-15, 4:03 to go in the third quarter. Long possession goes in for two for the Axel Eagles. Mine with it in the far side corner, gets it up to the right side wing. It's Kekaper, the 5'10" sophomore. To Coherst, to Cameron Juneman, to Mine, he's screened off for another three! Mine is absolutely out of his mind in this game! He is 4 of 5 from outside the perimeter! Incredible! Logan Sandman, though, responds with the and one bucket. See if he can match that three-point shot with the bucket in the end one free throw. The Eagles so far have not been up to the line. This is their first time up to it. And it will end without the shot going in. Martin boxes out underneath for the Wildcats. And now keeping the lead. Kikafer, he tries his first three of the game, and Kikafer hits it. The Hanover Wildcats have hit 10 threes in the first half. Excuse me, 7 threes in the first half. I was combining both teams' free throws or 3-point shots total. Shaughnessy inside to Brockstrom out. Baseline. Axel. Brockstrom loses the ball and turns it over. It's mine. Down the court. Inside. Working through defenders. He gets rejected out of bounds. But it will stay with the Hanover Wildcats. So mine, he's got 4 threes already in this game. Cooper Bruna, he's got 1. That's 5. Kikafer, he's got 1. That's 7. And Kendrick Coors, he's got 1 as well. That's 8. Incredible. Wildcats with 8 threes here in this first half. A timeout taken here. We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's 33-17, a 16-point lead for Hanover with 2:54 to go in the second quarter.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's been nothing but three-point mania this week on 92.1 KMZ. 14 threes from Centralia on Tuesday, which broke the school record already. Wildcats with 8 threes here in the first half against the Axel Eagles. Eagles getting a takeaway here with the box out by Sandman for the rebound. Underneath, Shaughnessy working against defenders. He goes up and in. Excuse me, that's Schmusley. Going down by 14 now. The Eagles 33-19, 2:26 to go. Kater Coers nearly loses the ball, and he does. That will be the seventh turnover of the game against the Hanover Wildcats in this first half. A big thing here for the Eagles has been turnovers as well, as the Eagles have 10 turnovers for themselves on this game so far, with just 19 total points. At 2-3 zone that Wildcats have been running, that have not, they have not switched out of it at all so far in this game. It has been so hard to penetrate for the Eagles. Inside, Schmezley looking to try to get it out. 3-point shot by Shaughnessy. And looks like there might be a foul on the ground. I'll call it against the Wildcats. That is their fifth foul of the quarter. They should be getting double bonus here against whoever the foul was against. It was underneath by Cameron Judeman. He pushed somebody for a second foul of the game. We're just trying to identify who he fouled, and he fouled Schmezley underneath the basket. So Schmezley will go up and shoot two to try to draw it to 12 points. First shot goes in. It's now within 13. So far, we've had no lead changes in this first half, as it's been entirely dominated by Hanover. Again, they've hit 24 points off of threes so far in this game. Schmezley goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line and misses his second shot. It's rebounded by Coers underneath. 13-point lead for Hanover, 13-20. 1:56 to go in the second quarter. Coers with it. Inside to Garrett Martin. Martin trying to stir the paint. Looks to kick back out to Cooper Bruna. He had a 3-point shot there in that first quarter. Inside, Cooper Bruna drives, and he is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two. And Cooper Bruna, he is just a freshman. But not only is he a freshman, but he's not a very tall one either. He's about 5'9", 5'10". And when you're going against Axel, a place that has just incredible athletes who are all over 6 foot, it is, you are looking to, I mean, really fight against Goliath and Towers. And is just a very a short freshman. And the key to that is to attack aggressively. Be aggressive. Draw those fouls. And to force them. Bruno does this that. The first shot does not go in on the free throw line. His second shot follows through though. If Bruno misses first, hits the second. And over the team shoots 3 of 4. They're up by 14, 34-20 with 1:36 to go in the second quarter. It'll be interesting to see how the Eagles adjust at halftime to that 2-3 zone to see if they can get things going. Shaughnessy three-point shot. That one gets missed and a rebound by Cooper Bruna. Down the court, near steal, but Cager Coers comes up with it. Inside, tries to get the assist to Martin, but he loses the ball. And they're going to get the turnover against the Wildcats. That is their eighth turnover of the game. The Eagles, they have nine. Again, the main deciding factor and the big factor so far in this first half has been the three-point shot. Axel has just not been able to click. Schmidt, Schmezley, inside, from the key, kicking out to Schmidt. Baseline drive, Schmidt misses, but he gets the offensive rebound and he passes up to Shaughnessy, and Shaughnessy is fouled. So Shaughnessy will head up to the line to shoot two. So far in the game, he has yet to shoot a free throw shot on the season. He has 10 of 15, shooting 66%. Shaughnessy with 5 points on the game and a board. A three-point shot in the first quarter. His first free throw shot is up and in, a chance to draw it to a 12-point game as it is within 13 now. 34-21, 59.7 seconds left to go. Again, it is double bonus for only the Eagles. As the Eagles have only committed three fouls here in this first half, so they have at least one more to give. And Shaughnessy goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line, so the Eagles, on all their trips so far to the line, have went 1 of 2. Shaughnessy now with 6 points on the game. Near turnover, and they will get it. Shaughnessy down the court. He fires it to Schmezley. Schmezley wasn't ready for it, but then he might just get the assist to Dalton Hyden. No, he does not. What? It was shaping up to be an incredible turnover in transition point. But Schmendley just couldn't keep his hands on the ball, but it was a quick fire down the court. It'll be a turnover right again! Incredible! Schmendley gets the steal. He goes down to Shaughnessy for the point. So Schmendley an assist and the turnover. Hanover now 10 turnovers here in this first half. Now an 11-point game, 34-23. Account for the two missed free throw shots, the Eagles could be in this by 9. 22 seconds left to go. It's been about 4 minutes here since Hanover's hit their last three-point shot. Inside, Martin goes in, assist by Kedra Coers. He's now got two assists on the game as Kedra Coers, or excuse me, as Martin has 6 points. Shaughnessy. Schmezley with 3 seconds on the clock. Nearly loses the ball, and Axel will keep it with 1.3 seconds to go. It'd be major for momentum if the Eagles can get a quick outside three here. Brockman fading away from the corner, misses the three, and that will end the half. 36-23. The Hanover Wildcats lead by 13. We're back in a couple minutes for Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Don't go nowhere. We're back in a couple minutes here on 19.1 KMZA.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here. Now, our Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, I tell you what, Hanover is not in debt, as they have been making nothing but money shots from that first half, and Braylon Mine being the one to cash in the most checks. He went 4 of 5 from outside the perimeter, hitting 4 threes, which is incredible numbers from him. He's got 14 points in that first half. He also went 2 from 2 from the free throw line. So talk about some clutch shooting there from Braylon Mine, the 6'2" junior, just shooting the lights out on the court. But not just that, he's also got three steals and a board. So he's just kind of done it all on the stat sheet there for the Wildcats. Cooper Bruner right now with 4 points on the game, a 3-point shot, a rebound, and a steal. Garrett Martin, he's got 6 points, a board, a steal. Hunter Kikafer, he's got a 3-point shot. Kadrick Cohurst with 5 points, a 3-pointer, and a rebound, and Tanner Bruna with a board and 2 points as well. So the Wildcats with 8 total threes from the first half, with being dispersed amongst 4 different players, 1 from Goers, 1 from Kickaper, 1 from Bruna, and 4 off the back of Braylon Mine. Oh, excuse me, and 1 from Cooper Bruna. Cooper Bruna, Kickaper, and Cohurst. So there was the 3 who hit, just single 3-point shots. But for the Axis Eagles right now, it's Eli Brockman who's leading the team with threes. He's got 2. He's about 2 of 4 from around outside the perimeter. Right now, again, he's just got currently 8 points on the game, a steal, an assist, and a rebound. Brandon Schmelzley with an assist, a steal, 3 boards, and 5 points. Colin Shaughnessy right now with currently 8 points on the game with a 3-point shot, a steal, and a board. And Landon Schmitz, just a board, looking Sandman. Currently, he sits on the game with the most fouls for the Eagles, 2, and he's got 2 points and 2 rebounds. So those fouls were both in the first quarter. He was foulless there in the second as he came in with the last about 4 to 5 minutes or so and stayed in there for the Eagles. So there's a lot to talk about here. I mean, the Eagles, they came out. We've seen the Eagles. I've seen the Eagles a lot this year. It feels like it's all the time I've seen them. It's big numbers, big crowd noise, incredible 3-point shots, dunks, nothing but flash. But right now, the Eagles taking a little bit of foot off the gas in this game, and it's kind of been what we've seen all this season. At least when we've seen the Eagles, is when they've struggled, it's against the 2-3 zone. It's been against the 2-3 zone. We've seen it once already this year when Centralia adjusted to it in the second half, and Axel still won that game, but they got outscored in the second half. We saw that a little bit at the CBL Championship, but the Eagles still able to come with a big-time win at 70-61. So it'll be kind of interesting here to see how the Eagles try to respond to this. Again, the interior has been nearly taken away, but they can still get interior points. They just have to get aggressive. Sandman has to be able to take over the shots, over the defenders, draw more fouls, be able to get a lot more of those big flexes underneath. And the other thing is, create open shots. You don't always just take 3-pointers. Shaughnessy and Brockman are great examples. They took one-step dribble drives inside, about a foot inside the arc, turned it up, shot, and they made nothing but net. Those are the shots you're going to probably have to look to take. So if the interior is being guarded, you're going to have to shoot the distance. And that was the same thing for the actual Eagle Girls I talked about. The Eagle Girls, they could not make distance shots. They were all trying to go inside. Right now, the Eagles, well, they have only made outside shots, and that might just be the case there for the rest of this game. But with Hanover Wildcats, again, they combined for 24 total points just from threes so far in this game. 24 of their total 36 points are from threes. So we'll see how the live by the three, die by the three theology idea here kind of goes on into this second half. So, but some other stats for you right now. Hanover with 10 turnovers on the game. Eagles with 9. Again, Hanover with 8 threes. Axel with 3. Hanover with 6 steals. Eagles with only 3 assists. Hanover with 3. Eagles with 2. Both teams made 3 free throw shots in the first half, with Hanover going 3 of 4. Axel going 3 of 5. And the rebounding has been a lot, as the Eagles are out-rebounding the Hanover Wildcats, but just 9-5. So not a lot of rebounds on this game, mostly turnovers, steals, and threes, which is kind of funny because that's what Tuesday's game was. And again, if you didn't hear it, I'll say it again. Centralia broke the three-point record on Tuesday's game against Johnson West. We might just have another three-point record here broke for Hanover, as there's still 2 more quarters to go, and they already have 8 three-point shots in this game. So we'll see. You're locked in 92.1, KMZA, Hanover up 36-23. They lead by 13 over the Eagles. We're back in 2 minutes for the second half.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to HighlandCC.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
2 quarters and 16 minutes left of basketball action here in 92.1 KMZA. The Eagles start with the ball here in this third quarter. The second half start. Brockman shoots the three and he jams it. And that's the start of momentum you need if you're the Eagles. Brockman hits his third three of the game. It's now a 10-point game, 36-26. Eagles with 4 total threes on the game. Wildcats with 8. 7:34 to go in this third quarter. We've just got it going. Wildcats with their first possession. Juniman holding it at the elbow. Inside, Kadra Coers loses the ball. It gets stolen by Sandman. 11th turnover of the game by Hanover. Rockschman back with it. Now to Detweiler. Inside to Schmidt. Looking for the back door, and the back door was not there. The steal was taken up by Braylon Mine. That's his 4th steal of the game. That is the 11th turnover of the game by the Eagles. Three-point shot, Cooper Bruna on the way and in. Cooper Bruna, the freshman. He is at two green-lit three-pointers in this game. It's now back to 13 points. The Wildcats have hit nine total threes combined for a total of 27 points. They got 39 on the board. Eagles with it. Schmidt inside, nearly having another turnover. He's just trying to hit that no-look there, but now inside baseline drive by Brockman. He goes in for two. Brockman now with 13 points on the game. He leads the scoring here for the Eagles. Eagles now only down by 11, 39-28. Wildcats with the possession with 6:21 to go in the third quarter. Braylon Mine driving, spinning at the elbow. I'm surprised they're not going to get him on a travel there, and they do. Oh, what? No, there's referees are going to talk here because one referee said travel, the other said jump ball. I think they're going to overrule it, and they're going to call it the jump ball. So the far side official called the jump ball. The near side one called the travel, and they overrule. 2-1 vote. Braylon Mine gets it here for Hanover as they keep the possession for the jump ball. Now to Cohurst. Cohurst slinging it to the left side to Jindeman. And now they'll get a turnover. I don't think they're going to argue with the near side judge this time. Hanover now with 12 turnovers in the game. 11-point lead. Try to cut it to single digits. 39-28, 6:02 to go in the third. Brockman inside. Sandman high points it. Kicking back out. Brockman a three. Got beautiful spin. And it goes in. Brockman, he's got four threes on the game for the Eagles. He has got a total of 16 points. Cooper Bruna nearly turning the ball over, but they'll draw a foul here against the Eagles. So now the Eagles draw within single digits by 8, 39-31. The Eagles, they were down by, at largest in this game, 16 points. Now here they're only down by 8. They've cut it down quite a lot. Covers at the elbow, inside, Cooper Bruna, Martin, kicked out to the corner, inside, Juneman, Bruna again, takes a step inside, on the wing, spins around, boxes out the defender, and then kicks up to the top of the wing. Mine, Bruna, elbow, nail, driving inside, loses it, goes behind, up to the top of the perimeter, now to Juneman, Martin to Covers, keeping up the wing, 5:14 to go in the third quarter, Covers behind his back. Now to Bruna. He's screened off. Doesn't take a three. Drives right side lane. Goes up with it. Boxing out. Down low. A jump ball. Yes. That will be a turnover. Eagles will take it. They're within 8. 39-31. Brockman has been the only scoring and only stat partaker here in this second half for the Eagles, as he's got 8 total points in that second half. He had 8 points total in the first. 16 combined on the game for him. Zettweiler with it on the near wing. Flung back to Brockman. Brockman back to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, Zettweiler back to Shaughnessy. Again, they're just trying to split apart this 2-3 zone, looking for an open opportunity. It was up on the baseline. They just couldn't take it. Zettweiler will take the three! And Zettweiler, nothing but net! The Eagles have hit 3 threes to start this third quarter. And Garrett Martin responds for the Eagles over the Wildcats. It's a 7-point game, 41-34. Inside, assist from Sam Shaughnessy. And now the Eagles are finally picking up some momentum on the railway. Cole is getting fuel to the train. Underneath, that's going to be... I think they get an illegal charge, or an illegal pick. They call a charge. That was against Major Coerce. That was the 14th turnover of the game by the Wildcats. Wildcats turned over 4 times here. There's 4 minutes in this third quarter. And the Eagles, who were down by 13 to come into the second half, only trail by 5, 41-36. Hanover said, we're going to run the 2-3, and we're going to force you to take the 3-point shot. And Axel, they have greatly taken it. Brockman, this is a three-pointer and turns the ball over with it as it hits the top of the backboard. Ball Wildcats with the possession on the turnover. It's Coherst who takes it past half court on the far side wing, dribbling it. Now to Tanner Bruna. Inside lane drive, foul on the ground. They're going to call it against the Eagles. That will be their second team foul of the quarter. The Eagles only trailing by 5, 41-36. So far, the Eagles outscoring the Wildcats in this third quarter, 13-5. Coherst, three-pointer by Mine off the back of the rim. He's now 4 of 6 on the game. Down the court, see if they can get the transitional point. Brockstrom, and then Sandman gets the put back. It's now just a three-point game, 41-38. It was 13 just a minute ago. A foul against the Eagles. Forty-one, 38, 3:16 in the third. First foul of the game called against Brandon Schmesley. 41-38. Braylon Mine throws it into Kaja Coers, and Coers will take it past half court. Inside to Martin. Martin at the elbow. Looking left, now turns right. Now he looks to Mine. Now he's going to Coers. Sets the screen for the pick and roll down memory lane and could not get it to go in. A chance to take the lead here for the Eagles, or excuse me, tie it for the Eagles, and they couldn't get the shot off as they could score. Back to Hanover. Tanner Bruna inside, lays it in for 2. 43-38. 5-point lead once again here for the Wildcats. 2:34 to go in the third quarter. Eagles climbing over the hill, just gotta get over the mountain. But, and unfortunately stepped down there as Vine gets the turnover, but then it's responded as Shaughnessy gets his second steal of the game. Three-pointer by Brockstrom! 5 foot off the arc! Hits it! Brockstrom with 5 threes in the game! That's the way to get some momentum going. Mine on the baseline. Kick out, three-point shot to try to respond. Boxing out. Sandman gets it. A chance to take the lead or tie it for the Eagles with 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. 43-41. Cam Brockstrom do it again. He is at 3 threes in the third quarter. We're going to have this one stay with the Eagles as it gets knocked out of bounds. Not sure what the referee's looking at. They called a stoppage of play here. They're taking a look at Patrick Coverse. I think they're going to force him to substitute out of this game and actually step to the locker room. He may be bleeding. That might be the case. It would be off his left elbow. I think they might be checking that out for him. Yeah, not sure, but they'll take him out of the game and they'll substitute in his place Cooper Bruna. Over the top, Shaughnessy. Brockstrom a chance to take the lead. He's blocked and denied. Down the court, Tanner Bruna. The 1-on-1, the Euro step, the reverse layup, and he couldn't hit it with all the finesse moves. Schmesley down the court. Logan Sandman underneath. Shaughnessy through contact. Ties the game at 43-all. The Eagles have tied the game. They were down by 13, and now the Eagles are in excitement on their side with 1:28 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 43-43. We got a full timeout being taken by the Eagles. We're back in 60 on that 2.1 KAMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to TVL coverage from KMZA. The only place is in the TVL. Well, you're going to have to face guard someone 8 foot off the arc to make sure they don't hit a three-point shot, because that has been the key here in this game, as people just taking insane three-pointers. But here to keep the lead, Tanner Bruna. He goes inside. Wildcats back up on top after breaking that split score of 43-43. Hanover takes up 45-43 with 60 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Sandman, left-hand finish through the rim. 45 all, 50 seconds to go in this third quarter. Kickhaver driving inside, inside the lane, throws it up. And a chance for Axel to take the first lead of the game. Sandman made the board. It's Rocksherman with it. Now the Schmejli. 36 seconds to go in this third quarter. Inside, Schmejli. Pump fake, and the first lead change of the game goes to the Axel Eagles. They're now up 47-45. They overcame the hill and the mountain. Cooper Bruna, the three, misses. Box out on the corner. Great job by Schmidt to keep the defender out of the area. And the offender, I should say. And that causes a turnover. 15th of the game by the hand of Wildcats. They've had five in this third. 2-point lead now for the Eagles. They have climbed all the way up top. Now can they try to extend before the fourth? They're up 47-45. With the ball with 12 left to go in the third. Rocksherman, they leave him open, 5 foot from the arc, and he almost makes it. The ball was falling into the hands of Sandman. Sandman was looking for the putback. And I think they got a foul on the ground, right, as he made the rebound. They get it against Bruna. That's his third foul of the game. They don't count the bucket, and they'll reset things. And now a timeout will be taken by head coach, once more, Jason Tynan. With 5.5 seconds left to go, the Eagles will try to extend their largest lead as they're up right now by 2, 47-45. We'll be back in 30 here on 2.1 KMZN.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaw Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Belkiam at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaw Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, now with it is the Axel Eagles. They're up by 2, 47-45. They just took their first lead change of the game as they're up by 2 here. 3 seconds left to go. Colin Shaughnessy nearly hitting a 3 to end the third quarter, but just skips the pass with the fadeaway shot. Man, the Eagles, they have came back off the back of both Rocksherman and Shaughnessy, Detweiler, as Detweiler hit a three-point shot in this third quarter. But the even bigger stat line there is Eli Brockman, who hit the outstanding 3 three-point shots in this quarter. Looks like, I'm trying to see what they're trying to discuss here on the floor. There's 0 seconds on the clock, and now they will say there is 0.5 seconds left. 0.5 seconds left to go to the third. Axel leads by 2, and they get a steal and a near half-court shot. That would have been the craziest thing I've ever seen in basketball if that would have been made. Brockman picked it off from half-court, jumping in the air, and nearly half-courted it. He was only off by a foot. That is wild. That kid can really shoot anywhere and everywhere. I'm face-guarding that kid all the way to Cancun. That kid can really shoot anywhere across the continent. But that's Brockman. He had 3 threes in that quarter to get this Eagles team back in the game. Well, 47-45. The Eagles lead by 2. We're back in 60 here on 2.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here to start this fourth quarter, Shaughnessy underneath for two as the takeaway by Brock Sherman. And now the Eagles have their largest lead up by 4, 49-45. Another steal. Shaughnessy one-on-one finishes to the rim. No, he does not. Well, actually, they might get it on goaltending. They do. They call it a goaltend. That's the first time I've seen that this season. And my 3 years of broadcasting high school basketball. Incredible. So many firsts today. Shaughnessy will get credit with the 2 points then. 51-45. 7:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Mine driving inside, spinning around, and goes to the defenders. Mine in for two. He's been quiet since the first half. We have 14 points and four threes, but there he goes inside. For two, Brockerman, he's wide open on the corner! That's nothing but net for Eli Brockerman! He has now nailed an outstanding six threes on this game, and now a three-point shot to try to respond by Coers. He could not hit it, and I think they might get a foul against the Wildcats, and they will. Actually, he's got the board. And Brockerman has just been on fire. I mean, I meant it when I said he can shoot anywhere around the globe, and he has just been shooting anywhere around the globe. I think, I'm not sure what's more impressive though from him, his release or his ability to shoot anywhere. Cause his release is fast. I mean, you see him from the corner. He's like Clint Eastwood, the six shooter. I mean, he has no hesitation just to shoot that ball the second it hits his hand. And here he does. He does it again. And this time he almost nails it. That time he was 3 foot from the arc trying to attempt that shot. Martin, he boards it though. Mine takes it down the court, drives inside the lane. And they're going to get a foul against the Eagles. 6:24 to go in the fourth. Now it's the Hanover Wildcats that are trailing here by 7. And they try to look for the comeback. Again, this Eagles team has won 6 straight against Hanover. They were 3-0 last season against Hanover. So far 1-0 this season. Trying to make it 2-0. 3-point shot by Kadrick Coers. It's missed. And boarded up by Logan Sandman. Sandman down the court. Now the corner, inside look to Schmeisley. Now back up to Brockerman. Brockerman skips it to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy pump fakes, drives inside, short corner. And Brockerman, he's wide open. What does he do here? And he just misses. They're going to get a foul on the ground against Logan Sandman. That is his fourth foul of the game. So the 6'5" power forward, sophomore for the Eagles. It's just one foul away from being out on the bench the rest of this game. Let's see if they take him out here early. And that's probably a really great coaching decision there made by Jason Tyne. Like, hey, my guy's got 4 fouls here, but there's still lots of time left. I'll keep him for the last couple minutes. That's a really great decision right there made by Tyne. And up by 7 is the Eagles. At the top of the perimeter, first time in the game, Brant Beichmann. Every time he comes in the game, he's usually hot off the bench. And this time, oh, he turns the ball over right after. Look at him. Not sure if they're going to call foul. Not sure how they turn the ball over there, but they're going to get the ball out of the Eagles. Looks like Brightman swiped from behind. No, okay, now they're calling the foul. I was a little confused there how the ball got turned over with no fouls, but they got Tanner Bruna on a. I think I believe a pick is what it should be. And now that puts them at 4 fouls. So 4 fouls for the Wildcats, Tanner Bruna, and 4 fouls for Logan Sandman. And Bruna will step to the bench. Cameron Juden will step in for him. Well, actually, they got a technical off of that. So I thought it was just maybe a block, but it looks like something way more happened on the court that I just didn't pick up on. I knew there was a turnover. But it was a technical. And Brockman, it was Brockman who got fouled on it. So he goes up to the line and shoots two. Not only does that give the free point to the Eagles on the free throw line, they also get to have the possession here. Again, I did not see the tennis, so I do know that there had been a turnover caused from a foul. But, again, not 100% sure on that, but it will stay here with the Eagles. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Eagles sideline. Eagles with their largest lead up by 8, 55-47, 5:34 to go in this fourth quarter. And the first time these teams match up this season, Axel wins 70-61. Schmedley holding it at half court. Left hand dribbling, now crossing a screen is set. He goes inside, and now a foul on the ground against Mime. That is Mime's third foul of the game, I do believe. Or should be, at least. As the third foul of the quarter against Rockets, and that will be his third foul. Detweiler looking baseline. Not corralling the pass properly there by Schmedley. And Schmedley could have grabbed that pass properly on the baseline. He could have just had an easy two, but instead he travels. And that will be the Eagles' 14th turnover of the game. 5:16 to go in the fourth. Mine with it, down by 8 with the Wildcats. Mine to Bikeman. Bikeman driving inside through a defender's underhand layup, could not finish. It's Brockman who's taking it down the court. He's got his third board of the game, and he's got his second assist. Underneath the basket, he finds Dalton Heinen for his first 2 points of the game. It's a 10-point lead now for Axel. Cohers, the three, off the rim. He's missed now three threes in the second half. And they're going to foul here against the Eagles. 1:47 to go in the fourth quarter, 57-47, the Eagles lead. Again, this Eagles team, they were at one point trailing by 16 points at large in the second, and they were trailing by 13 points going into the second half, in the third quarter. But they managed to come back to the fourth, come into it. Big time numbers. 57-47, kick Kafer to Martin, and Martin loses the ball behind his back. That's Heinen's first steal of the game, 16th turnover against the Wildcats. Detweiler to Brockman, now to Schmedley. A screen is set. Schmedley drives inside the lane, kicks out. Brockman now to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy driving left side. Back to Schmedley. Schmedley stepping back. Dalton Heinen thinks about the three. Sets a floater inside the Shaughnessy. And that is going to be an illegal pick, it looks like, against Shaughnessy. And that will be fifth turnover of the game against the Eagles. Both teams actually have 15 turnovers so far in this game. 57-47, 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. That will be the third foul of the game against Colin Shaughnessy. So a lot of Eagle players here in big foul trouble. Kick Kafer, passing it to Mine. Mine, again, who's been silent from around inside the perimeter here for the Wildcats since that first half, where he was just absolutely shooting lights out around the perimeter. He pump fakes here at the top of the perimeter. He does it again a second time, and this time he passes out to his right to Kick Kafer. Kafer spinning inside, kicking out. Cohers, he tries to get a layup to the net, and he could not get it. Heinen, in his first 2 minutes in this game, he's got 2 points, a steal, and a bucket. Detweiler tries the three, but he crashes the board after missing it. Great hustle. A step-away three-point shot by Brockman, and he misses. Mine picks up the board. Mine pump fakes three, can't get it to go in. Up at the top, Cohers swings it quickly to Kikafer. Kikafer up top, back to Mine. Mine getting one-on-one guarded by Schmedley. A screen is set. Back for Cohers. Cohers nearly loses the ball. Cameron Druman tiptoeing on the sideline, keeping the ball inside, down the Broadway. Pump fakes inside, now to the corner. Three-point shot, missed, but Kikafer hits the board and gets the rebound. Kikafer gets another rebound before it's lost. The ball travels down the court. And who is the last one to touch this? They're going to say the Eagles. 3:03 to go. That'll be another turnover there against the Wildcats. Schmitz will step back into the game here for Dalton Heinen. It would have been incredible here a couple minutes, though, for the senior, though, as he stepped into the game and put a lot on the stat sheet. But now on the top point guards here in the TBL, and man, Schmitz comes back into play. Brockman to Schmedley. Schmedley inside to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy from the far side wing. Worked against by the freshman Cooper Bruna. Back out to the far corner. Up top, Rochman working inside the lane. Left hand, not quite a finish to the rim. Rebounded by Cameron Juneman. Down the court, Cooper Bruna, mine, thinks the three. He has to kick out, works the baseline. Cameron Juneman now up top to mine, just misses up the left side of the rim. He has missed his last three straight threes. Rebound was by Shaughnessy. But after the rebound, the Eagles will turn it back over. There's 2 minutes and 27 seconds left of this fourth quarter. The Eagles lead by 10, 57 to 47. The Eagles, they hit 3 threes in that first half, but in the second half, they have hit the outstanding amount of 5 to get themselves back in this game. But also, great inside interior play as well. Mine denied underneath the basket. He gets the ball back after getting blocked. And he was fouled on the second try up. And he'll go up and shoot 2 at the line. Mine is 2 for 2 on the day. Mine on the charity stripe, his first one to go up, and his first one right on in. Mine has now 17 points on the game, 5 steals and 2 rebounds for the Hanover Wildcats. The junior is having himself an incredible night. Next free throw shot goes up, and it goes in. He's now at 18 on the game. Wildcats now only trail by 8. 57 to 49. Eagles with the ball. Rochman inside the key. No look. Passes it behind him. Sandman, Shaughnessy inside. Wing floater over the top. Reverse layup. What an incredible move by Sandman. Something you don't see every day. But Sandman made the play. Now back to a 10-point game. 59 to 49. 1:54 to go in the fourth. Eagles have committed 5 fouls here in this fourth quarter, which is double bonus here for the Wildcats to work with the next 2 minutes. Mine, at the charity stripe, has not missed tonight, and he has still not missed. He is at now 19 points on the game, nearly slipping 20. Mine averages nearly 16.4 points per game. He's now at over 180 points this season. Tonight, he is 6 for 6 at the free throw line with 20 points. Back within an 8-point game, 59-51. 1:44 to go in the fourth. There's no shot clock here. That's the big thing. There was a shot clock the first time these two teams played at the Frankfurt CDL Championship. And Colin Shaughnessy, the right lane drive. In for 2 and the end 1. And Shaughnessy, man, he has had a very quiet but a big game tonight as well. 10 points here in the second half, but in the first half, he has an outstanding 8. He's got 18 points in this game, 2 rebounds and 2 steals. And now he's also 2 for 2 at the free throw line. He's got 19 total points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, and an assist. It's Colin Shaughnessy. Between him and Brockman, they have taken this over tonight for the Eagles. Up at the top, Mine, he tries a 3. It's off the rim. He has just not been clicking since that first half. And the saying of live by the 3, die by the 3 has been defined here in the second half for both sides, truly. Coerce draws the foul from the Eagles. And he'll go up and shoot through the line. And the Wildcats, they have made the most here. Kudos to them. They have been really great here at the free throw line this fourth quarter. They have not missed a single one. They are 5 of 5 right now. And Coerce makes it 6 of 6. As now on the game, he's at 7 total points. 62-53, working with it is Shaughnessy, kicking out Detweiler, but Detweiler is going to be smart with it. Won't take the 3, even though he was open. And try to hold the ball here. Again, it's about time of possession. It's about dominating it here in this last couple of minutes. Or this last minute, excuse me, last minute and 9 seconds. Cameron Juneman picks up his 4th foul of the game for the Wildcats. 4 fouls on Juneman, 4 fouls on Bruno. And Logan Sandman's at the free throw line tonight. He's at 8 points, and now he's at 9. Sandman, he has an assist, a steal. He's got a total of 8 rebounds and 9 points tonight. See if he can make it point number 10. Well, he would have, but they got, looks like Wyatt Detweiler inside the right side lane. They won't count the second free throw shot despite Sandman hitting it. Still a 10-point lead, though, 63-53 with a minute left to go. Can the Eagles say they've pulled off the comeback? Well, it's the Wildcats who are trying to get back into themselves. They get the and-one bucket from Cooper Bruna, the freshman. Bruna, who averages 7 points a game tonight, has had an incredible one with 9 points, a board, and a steal. He's looking for point number 10. And he misses. That's the first missed free throw shot here in this quarter by the Wildcats. But Cooper Bruna gets the rebound, crashes the board and gets it, and now we're 63-55. It's an 8-point game with 58.2 seconds left to go. It's a full timeout taken by head coach Corey Jensen of the Wildcats. We're back in 60 here at 92.1 KMZA. The Eagles 63, the Wildcats 55.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is a perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right after the Hanover timeout, Hanover turns the ball right back over to the Eagles. The Eagles lead by 8, 63-55, and now a foul will ensue right after the toss in here. Colin Shaughnessy gets fouled, and he'll go up the line and shoot two. Shaughnessy with 19 points on this game. 19 points, 2 steals, 2 boards. I always get a chance to chat with a couple of the Eagles coaches after the games and get their thoughts on it. James Shaughnessy, being one of the assistant head coach, always ask him how he feels about the game. And last time I asked him, like, how do you feel about Shaughnessy? He's such a big-time player, but obviously not a starter on a team. And he goes, you know, he knows that role. He understands that he's not a starter, but he's got starter numbers, starting time. He's a quick off-the-bench player who can come in the first 2 minutes and get momentum going. And, man, he has just been able to do that so far this season. He's going to go 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Brant Bikeman responds 0-for-2 for the Wildcats. And then quickly here responding for 2 is Brandon Schmesley. So right now it looks like a track race. Looking left to right down the court, and now Mine misses a three-pointer, and the clock will stop with 28.3 seconds to go in this fourth quarter, 67-57 left on the clock, is the score. Axel with the lead. After this game, we'll have a quick post-game wrap-up, and then we'll send you to the simulcast to Brandon Statman on 103.9 KMZA. So here finishing up our game on KMZA, and right now finishing is Colin Shaughnessy up at the rim, and he's now got 23 points on the game. Colin Shaughnessy, incredible. And looks like the Eagles will officially make the comeback. They were down by 16, down by 13 coming into the third quarter, but they pull it out. They win 69-57 over the Hanover Wildcats. What a big-time game for this Hanover team. We'll be back in a couple minutes for our post-game show brought to you by Bale Doors Real Estate, as well as our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank here on 92.1 KMZ again. The Eagles win 69-57.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SBIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to our final time tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA. Quick post-game show recap brought to you by B. Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. On out, BOutdoors.com. Huge comeback here for the Axel Eagles. Number 2 ranked team in Class 1A Division 2 as they now improve to 14-1 on the season and are now 6-0 in the TVL. Just the last undefeated boys team here in the TVL. Hanover now, they dropped to 6-1 in the TVL play and 10-5 overall. Eagles have now won 7 straight against Hanover. In this game, Hanover, they had a 16-point lead in the second quarter, a 13-point lead going in the second half, but unfortunately could not sustain it. Axel, they were down 36-23 at the half, but in the second half, Axel outscored Hanover 45-21, and a lot of that was from Brock Schumann and Shaughnessy. And you break down the numbers, Brock Schumann had 23 total points on the game, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 3 rebounds. Shaughnessy had 2 steals, an assist, 2 rebounds, and 23 points. Brock Schumann, more impressively on the stat line, though, 6 total 3-point shots on the game. Shaughnessy, he added 1 as well. The team finished with 8. As the Hanover Wildcats finished with 9 total. Tonight we had 17 total 3-point shots. Tuesday we had 17 total 3-point shots. It has been 3-point mania this week, but incredible comeback for the Axel Eagle boys overall. Just a big time win. So again, our player of the game though, goes from the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. This is with bankwithfarmers.com. Goes to 2 players tonight, Eli Brockman and Colin Shaughnessy. I would say Colin Shaughnessy, Eli Brockman having the bigger impact with those 3-point shots, but both the players having 23 points, they combined for 46 points total out of their 69 points scored. You just got to give it as the split there. And goes both those guys, both of them, man, did they give so much. With Shaughnessy especially having 11 points in that fourth quarter specifically. So again, the Eagles win 69-57 on the boys' game. And then also the recap real quick of our girls' game. That one ended 43-38. The Hanover Wildcats girls being able to pull it out in overtime. So up next year for the Eagles on their schedule, they will play Pawnee City. And for the Wildcats, they will look at Clifton Clyde. We will now send you on a simulcast with 103.9 KNZA with Brandon Tatman. But this has been MSC Sports Radio Network coverage from KMZN 2.1 with Crittenden Prophet and Kirk Kilman.